This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Jim Reginball. He's got almost 30 years' experience studying the budget of Virginia. He's a co-founder of Fiscal Analytics Limited, and he is the author of a recent paper published in the Virginia Newsletter, and the title of which is the Virginia's State Budget, a train wreck about to happen. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Coy. Thanks.
Absolutely. So give us a quick Jim Reginball 101, and then we'll talk about this train wreck.
Well, I started my career with the Department of Taxation as a revenue forecaster, so I've been in the business of looking at state government finances for quite a long time, since the early 1980s. I worked for the Senate Finance Committee from 1987 to 1999, and then I started my own business as a state budget expert and economist with my services available to anyone. And my main clients right now, at least, are local governments, organizations like the Virginia Association of Counties, the Virginia Municipal League, and a coalition called the Virginia First Cities, which Charlottesville is actually a member of.
There you go. We're talking with Jim Reginball. So what is the thesis of your article? And tell us, I know you start off by saying it looks like the national numbers might be good, that this recession is over, but the worst is about to happen, and we're going to see that here in Virginia.
Well, unfortunately, people haven't, at the governmental level, and there's a lot of jobs dependent on the government, they haven't felt the worst of this recession. I don't think you've seen the kinds of layoffs that the private sector has, and there's a reason for that. Virginia had done a pretty good job in the better times, in the boom times, of saving some of its money, of building up its cash balances and reserves like the Rainy Day Fund. And we've used those, along with the huge federal stimulus package, to help us through our lost revenues that we've been getting in the last few years. We've had 9% reduction in general fund revenues in fiscal 9. We're expecting another 2% in fiscal 10, the fiscal year we're in right now. We've never seen that in Virginia. 2 years in a row of decline, never have we seen a 9% decline. So we're not out of the woods yet in terms of falling tax revenue, and it won't be until jobs start being added that I think Virginia's taxes are going to start climbing again. But why hasn't it felt like it's been worse? Well, we had these balances that have filled the gap in lost revenues from better times, and that is ending.
Yeah, and I was going to say, those are one-time things, right?
Yeah, most of the budget cutting has really been the use of one-time sources of revenue. So we haven't right-sized our operating budget with our ongoing revenues. And unfortunately, the time is coming in the budget that the outgoing Governor Kaine is going to present to the General Assembly in December. You're going to see that the use of one-time revenues is going to be gone, and we're going to have to right-size that boat with the current services we have are going to have to be cut to match ongoing available revenues.
We're talking with Jim Reginball live from Richmond. He's been studying the Virginia budget and tax policies for almost 30 years. He's a co-founder of Fiscal Analytics Limited and the author of a recent paper, Virginia's State Budget is a Train Wreck About to Happen. Jim, I just had a friend get back from California. She was speaking to a collection of county administrators out there, and I did not know this, but she said that they told her that the state government in California had been taking their local revenues to balance the state budget. So it would be like Richmond coming to Albemarle County and taking our property taxes that go for local services, taking those back to Richmond to balance their budget.
Well, something similar is going to happen in Virginia, unfortunately, too. Both the state and local governments are partners. Most services are provided at the local level, and state revenues are used to support those local services. Public education, kindergarten through 12th grade, is actually 35% of the state's general fund budget goes for that, and it's a huge chunk of local government spending for schools. And what's going to happen if the state doesn't have the revenue to send to localities is it's going to be put on the back of localities to decide whether to either cut funding for schools and other local services that are provided, for example, mental health and substance abuse, foster care, assistance for disabled people, and elderly assistance, so on, public safety, your police officers.
Right, right.
All that is going to, as provided at the local level, and the state provides assistance. But if the state doesn't have money, the locals got to decide whether they're going to continue services at the same level or have to raise taxes.
So over the next couple of years in Virginia, we're talking with economist Jim Regenball, it's likely that we're going to see even more huge cuts at the state level and at the local level.
Right. In fact, we've got a perfect storm brewing because the housing price, the huge housing price decline is just now being reflected in local assessments throughout Virginia. And so that whammy is going to hit local government at the same time the state is going to have to drastically cut their support to localities.
My goodness. This is a pretty dim outlook.
Yeah, it is. And I'm fundamentally an optimist, Coy, so I really don't like doing this. I've been going around the states for the last 4 months having to warn local government officials that are my clients that they've got a real dilemma coming up on their hands. And, I'm a long-term optimist. Unfortunately, we've got a short to medium-term math problem here in Virginia.
Yeah, amazing. Economist Jim Regenball is my guest live from Richmond. And so what are our options? I mean, what should we be doing, and what should whoever wins this governor's race? You know, all the polls say it's going to be Bob McDonald, but that's why we have the election. We don't know till next Tuesday. But whoever wins, what should they be doing?
Well, people are going to find out that government is going to get smaller in Virginia because nobody wants to raise taxes during a recession. So even though there may be tax increases on the fringes at various places, major taxes are not probably going to be raised. So people are going to have to get used to less services. And it's not necessarily getting more efficient is going to provide the answer. Certainly large organizations can get more efficient, but it's going to be less services are going to be provided.
Yeah. So, and those decisions that are made about where and how deeply to cut, those are policy decisions made by politicians. And I don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal, they all have a tough time cutting when it gets right down to it.
They sure do. And it is going to come down to eventually to the local level. And people are going to feel these cuts at the local level, including undoubtedly, people's jobs.
Right, and that's what we're going to see. I remember I saw Bob McDonald speak down in Danville a few months ago, and somebody stood up, a clerk at a court down there, and he said, look, you guys have cut so much that if you cut any more, I either have to close the court a certain number of days a week or I have to start firing people.
And people don't like their rest areas closed, their DMVs closed, their school teachers laid off, class sizes larger, less responsive police and fire departments.
But that's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Yeah. And the sooner we wake up and realize that that is coming, the better off we can prepare for it as a community.
Well, that's unfortunately what I've been having to tell people. And I wish there was something else I could say. But without raising taxes, something's got to give, and that's where it's going to give.
Jim Regenball is a co-founder of Fiscal Analytics Limited, an economist with nearly 30 years' experience examining Virginia's budget and tax policies. His recent article for the Virginia Newsletter is Virginia State Budget, a Train Wreck About to Happen. You can read it online at coopercenter.org. Jim, thank you for taking the time to do this article, number one. This is an important message that people really need to hear and they need to understand. I don't care where you work in this state or who you work for. This is going to impact you, and this is an important message, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.